Jessica's new school. Last year, Jessica lived with her brother and parents in the city. She really liked her house. Jessica had a pretty room with pictures of animals on the walls and some stars that shone brightly on her ceiling at night. Since she was very small, she played with her brother in the garden behind the house. He usually pushed her while she was on the swing to give Jessica the impression she was flying. Jessica liked her school, too. Her teacher was very nice and was always smiling. She had learned a lot of things at that school. She learned how to count, how to read and write, and she could even recognize some countries on a map of the world. Jessica made a lot of friends in her class. She did not get along with everyone, but she always had lots of schoolmates to play with during recess. During the holidays, her family moved. Jessica was now in a new home. In her room, there were no decorations. There was only her bed, a drawer, and a desk. She knew that her parents were very busy in the new house. There wasn't a swing in the garden. But that was not the thing that made her the most nervous. What made Jessica nervous was the first day of classes. She wondered if the teacher would be strict, and what if the other students knew how to read better than her? Jessica was scared of getting mocked. She wondered if she would have new friends, or she would have to eat all alone during lunch. The day in question had finally arrived. Jessica decided to wear some jeans and a blue t-shirt. Her parents accompanied her to class, but as soon as they left, she felt very uneasy. Very quickly, she sat in the back of the classroom, hoping that no one would notice her. When the teacher arrived, she presented herself to the class. Jessica discovered that the teacher was also new to the school. "It is my first day here," said the teacher. "And I know that I'm not the only one. Jessica is also new to this school. Jessica, would you like to come to the front of the class, and we will present ourselves together?" Jessica advanced to the front of the class, and she and the teacher presented themselves in turn. Jessica became less fearful the more she talked. The teacher seemed to be very kind. The entire morning, she learned her lesson and was not scared of giving the wrong answers. At that moment, when all the students got up to go to lunch, a dozen students invited her to join them to eat. Jessica was very excited to know she would not have to eat alone. With a big smile on her face, she left class with the other students. When she got back home, Jessica was very excited to tell her parents about her first day at school. After a snack, the small girl began to do her homework so that her teacher would be proud of her. She paid close attention to her writing and checked her homework to be sure there were no errors. Jessica arrived at school lightheartedly for her second day. She was happy to see her teacher. At lunch, she found her schoolmates to eat with. She played with her new friends during recess. During the next few days, Jessica learned a lot of new things in class. Her favorite subject was geography, and the teacher often gave her stars for doing a good job on her homework. During each recess, she played different games. Jessica really liked her new school. When she entered her house, though, Jessica was still a bit sad. She missed her old room. Her parents and her brother often were busy with other things in the new house. She would have liked to decorate her room a little, but it was difficult to do it all by herself. The next day, during recess, she shared her worries with her friends. Jessica told them how her room used to be and how she wanted her new room to be prettier. Her friends listened considerately, but at the end of recess, no one had found a solution. Corinne, a friend from Jessica's class, had thought about the problem long and hard. As soon as the next day arrived, before Jessica arrived at school, Corinne told her friends that she had a solution to help their new friend. "We could make some pictures of animals, and she can put them on the walls of her new room," said Corinne. "I have a pretty elephant lamp I could give her," said Allie, another student in the same class. It was at that moment the teacher entered the class. She learned quickly what the students were talking about. "We can all make pictures for Jessica," proposed the teacher. "Tonight, when you get home, make her a beautiful picture, and bring it in tomorrow. All the students were excited to help Jessica. When she arrived, all the kids acted as if nothing had happened. When everyone got back to their homes, all of the kids made the most beautiful pictures they had ever done. Some drew crocodiles, others drew lions, and some even drew whales. The next morning, when Jessica arrived at school, she noticed all the students were smiling and excited. She did not really understand what was happening until the teacher began to speak. "Jessica, the students and I have a beautiful surprise for you. We have all made pictures for you to put up as decorations in your room." Jessica was really happy. She discovered the beautiful pictures her friends made and was excited to put them up in her room. Now Jessica was sure she liked her new school a lot.